Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Last week, Georgia-Pacific announced it's building a new lumber plant in Warren County, west of Augusta. GPB's Sophie Peel reports it is one of 26 new lumber facilities opening throughout the Southeast.
American lumber companies are trying to fill the gap left after the price of Canadian lumber went up due to tariffs and reduced supply. Andres Villegas is the president of the Georgia Forestry Association. He says the improving economy is also a factor.
The uptick in American production for lumber is really in response to increased demand. Across North America, people are building more homes.
And lumber for these new homes costs more. That and a shortage of lumber truck drivers and construction workers is causing new home prices to go way up. For GPB, this is Sophie Peel.
There's a new report out detailing immigrant treatment conditions at the Atlanta City Detention Center. Project South's Ajadeh Shashahani says the 105-page report is based on a year's worth of research and interviews with 38 detained immigrants.
And what we found was that there are multiple issues, including the overuse, arbitrary use, and abusive use of solitary confinement, as well as a work program at the facility where immigrants are not even being paid for their labor.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms suspended intake of new detainees for Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the end of June. An award-winning Georgia poet has passed away, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains. Mercer University professor Anya Silver documented life with cancer in her work.
Anya Silver wrote unflinchingly about the joys and frustrations of being an artist, wife, and mother while living with the cancer she was diagnosed with in 2004 when she was pregnant with her son. Her language could be as unsettling as it was beautiful, as she forced readers to consider death. In an interview from earlier this year, GPB's Celeste Headley asked Silver why that was so.
If my truth is uncomfortable for people, then that isn't really my problem. My job is to bring my truth to the world.
Silver was named Georgia Author of the Year for Poetry in 2015 and was recently awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship. She survived by her husband and her son. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Dawsonville is celebrating after native son Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR race yesterday. The 22-year-old outlasted the rest of the field in the final turns at Watkins Glen in New York.
Chase Elliott comes out of turn number 7. The crowd roars. They're going to see for the first time Chase Elliott win in the Monster Energy Cup Series.
Elliott is the son of Hall of Fame driver Bill Elliott, also from Dawsonville. Atlanta United's Joseph Martinez is one goal away from tying the single-season record in Major League Soccer. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Martinez scored twice in Saturday's 2-2 draw against Toronto FC, bringing his season total to 26 goals.
And it comes again, Martinez! He cannot be stopped.
In the two seasons that Martinez has spent in Major League Soccer, he has scored 45 total goals and broken the all-time record for the number of hat tricks scored. The 25-year-old Venezuelan still has 10 games to break the current single-season goal record and then set his own mark. Atlanta United won't play again until the 19th, when they face the Columbus Crew in Ohio. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Ricky Bevington.